Hi everyone. I hope everyone is doing well. Hope everyone is staying safe and happy and healthy and in the love and light of our Lord. He is so good. He is absolutely amazing. He blows my mind all the time. I am coming on here because something honestly very amazing happened. And it's just another confirmation to me to let me know that our Lord is coming soon and that He loves us and that we are going to be just fine. And we just need to keep looking up and keep having faith and keep reading the Word and keep trusting in Him and keeping Him first place in our hearts and in everything that we do. Last night was something truly remarkable. I had another rapture dream that was a lot more detailed and realistic than ones I've ever had before. And what's interesting about this is that not only was it me that had a rapture dream, but my father had a rapture dream also last night. And to make it even more interesting, my mother woke up reciting Psalm 23, word for word, which is something that never usually happens to her. And, you know, the dream that happened with my dad never happens to my dad usually. And to give you guys I'm just so excited, to give you guys a bit of background. My dad, over the past few months, has had several dreams and visions like I have, but I suppose not as many. So when my dreams and visions that I was receiving really started amping up and started to get really, really intense and crazy and just, it's now a normal for me. It's a normal daily thing. My father started having visions and dreams also. And it felt so wonderful because I woke up from this dream this morning and I was so spiritually revived and so excited. And I mean, if you haven't, you know, realized or noticed, I've been keeping journal, a log of these dreams, these visions. And so I woke up and I immediately wrote this dream down, and I have started to talk about it with my family. I've started to tell, you know, my family as well as, you know, a bunch of other people about these wonderful, amazing dreams that have been going on. And I wrote it down and I went downstairs and I sat down next to my dad and I was like a kid in a candy store with my little diary journal waiting to tell him about this dream. And so my dad was currently busy. He was watching something. And so I was like, okay, I'll wait. So I sat there, I was waiting. I was very patient. And I was like, so excited inside because I was like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to tell him that I had another rapture dream. And my dad looked at me and just like a little kid, the way I was, he looked at me and he said, so I had a rapture dream last night. And I was like, really? Are you serious? And I just got so excited because my spirit just jumped and I was like, I did too. That's so amazing how we both had rapture dreams the exact same night. What are the odds of that happening? And then my mother walked in from the kitchen and said, well, what's even more interesting is that I woke up reciting Psalm 23, word for word. That never happens to me. And I just woke up like, wow. And immediately I was just so moved and so excited. And I was like, wow, like Jesus is moving. He is moving. He is waking spirits. Amen. I'm so excited. It's so completely and utterly amazing to me just how He is moving people, how He is spiritually waking people up. And it's so refreshing and so exciting to know that He is on His way. And it's absolutely amazing. So I want to go ahead and do what I've been doing, which is I'm going to kind of describe, read off what I wrote down from my dream and kind of describe it as well. Give the scripture for it. And then I also want to talk about my dad's rapture dream that he described to me. And then I also want to recite Psalm 23, which was what my mother woke up reciting this morning when she was waking up out of sleep. So I'm just so excited, you guys. I'm going to go ahead and read this one off. And again, this happened last night. So here it is. I was in the living room with my parents and my two little brothers. It was nighttime, and we were all waiting for Jesus and talking about him. And I happened to comment that I was so happy that I was keeping my covenant with God. Suddenly, the house began to shake and tremble. My dad began smiling and said, "It's happening." We began cheering and calling out for Jesus. And how I can describe this is like when you're in a football game and you lift like both hands in the air and you're just like, "Yeah, Jesus!" Like that's what it was in the dream. It was just so exciting. Suddenly, I was surrounded by a sparkling, bright, bluish glow. And this glow was just so beautiful. It was sparkling. It was such a deep, rich blue color. And all of us were just enveloped in it. And it was gorgeous. I began to rise up and float, slowly at first. I rose up through the ceiling and above my house, and I looked down, and I didn't write this down, but I remember this. I looked down at my house where I live, and I just sort of acknowledged it for a moment, and then it was like I just kind of thought, you know, okay, you know, I'm, you know, goodbye, you know, I'm leaving this behind kind of thing. And I turned in front of me and I reached my hand out towards the sky, and suddenly I shot up very fast through the clouds. I was in the clouds and suddenly face to face with Jesus, and I was among many other gathered raptured souls. And I didn't write this down, but I'm going to describe it. So when I was in the clouds and I was with these raptured souls, it was no longer nighttime. At this point, it was completely bright. It was like it was daytime, but it was everything was being lit with Jesus's light. And he seemed very serious. So we were all there, we were all gathered, and he was kind of looking, and he was counting heads. He was counting the people that were there. And he suddenly looked very serious, and it wasn't as serious as an angry, it was more of an authoritative serious. And he looked at us and said, "We had work to do." Time seemed to go by very fast. Jesus began sending people to different places to preach. He sent my mother and I to a very dark place that resembled a prison and told us to prepare his ministry. My mother and I immediately got to work. We began preparing food to eat, and his spirit began filling ours with the words he wanted us to say. The dream flashed, and I saw the earth as a spectator. I saw the same bright blue glow I was surrounded in when I was raptured. This bright blue glow had swept over every single nation and was covering the earth on what looked like a map. It was like, you know how you see the maps and you have the little lines of connected dots of, you know, a travel of a plane or you know, just a travel of transportation, and you have those little connect the dot lines to show you where they were around the world. It was almost like that. There were many people, though, people that were here on Earth commenting that it was a comet of some sort that left these blue streaks all around the world. And in the dream, I was shaking my head because I was like, no, that was not a comet. That was, you know, we were raptured. And of course, the people that were saying this were explaining to the people that were wondering where everybody went that this was a comet of some sort that swept through, and this is, you know, this was the excuse. And then I woke up from this dream. But what was funny was I woke up and I was a little confused because it felt so real, and I thought that it had actually happened. That's how real it felt. And so I was a little bit like, oh, when I woke up, because I thought it had actually happened, but it did not. Just another message from God. And so the scriptures that I wanted to share for this dream was, I have to find it first because I have everything marked. 1 Corinthians 15, 51 through 53. And it says this: listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. I mean, I've said this before. That's exactly what is going to happen. It says it in the Bible. It says it word for word. And if you don't believe me, you can look it up yourself. It's amazing. And that's, you know, when I was sent back with my mother in the dream to do his work, and he was filling our spirits with the words to say to preach. We were glowing. So, I mean, we were in our new bodies. I gathered, because our normal bodies don't glow. So obviously we were in our imperishable bodies at this point. The next verse that I wanted to go ahead and give was 1 Thessalonians 4:17. And it says, after that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will be with the Lord forever. Self-explanatory. I met the Lord in the sky. We met him in the air. I didn't die. We did not die. We were caught up. We were raptured. We met him in the clouds. The next verse that I wanted to go ahead and share was Zechariah 14:9, and it says, the Lord will be king over the whole earth. On that day, there will be one Lord, and his name, the only name. So, at Jesus' second coming, and we come back with him, he will be ruler over the whole world. He will be the one king over the entire world. And again, it's going to be amazing. It's going to be absolutely glorious. And I am so excited. And the next verse that I wanted to go ahead and share was Daniel 7:27. And it says, then the sovereignty, power, and greatness of all the kingdoms under heaven will be handed over to the holy people of the Most High. His kingdom will be an everlasting kingdom, and all rulers will worship and obey him. So we it's not just, you know, we as his church, when we are raptured up as his bride and we come back with him to rule over the, we're going to come back and rule with him as kings of kings, and you know, we're going to be kings and lords. But he will be the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But we will be coming back with him as kings and lords to rule over the world, rule over the earth, and spread his gospel to all nations after the tribulation period is over. So that was what I got from my dream. My dad's dream, he described it to me, and he spoke to me about it, and it you know, I just listened, and the way he described it to me was he was back in a little town, Lacoste. He just a little background, this was a place, this was a small town where he grew up. My great grandmother, his grandmother was there, and my grandfather was there, and you know, I miss them and love them very dearly, and of course that's where he grew up, that's where he spent most of his time as a child. So in the dream, he was back in Lacoste, and he was walking down a road, an empty road, and he ended up at this white house with a with kind of a patio porch, and he described there being a picture frame on the door of this house, and there was a picture of three people, but they were like blotted out, like as if you blotted out the faces of the people. And as he was walking by, he realized that these faces were looking at him, and he described it to me as that they were demons and they were watching him, and he got the feeling that it was almost as if they were waiting for him to leave. They were watching him and waiting for him, wondering when he was going to leave. And he said that he walked over to this picture and started pounding on it because they were demons, and he was getting frustrated and angry with them. Why are you watching me? And he said that as he turned around, he realized that he was floating off of the ground. He was floating. And my father is a he is a lucid dreamer, and he has had the gift for a long time where he can control his dreams. So whenever he's having a bad dream, or he's having any kind of dream of some kind that's not very pleasant, or even it is pleasant, he can control it. So most of the time, if he's floating in a dream, he can control it and make himself fly wherever he wants to fly, go wherever he wants to go, or you know, sometimes he can even, you know, control the dream to where he can wake himself up out of it. I'm not gifted in that way, but he can do it. But he said in this dream, when he was floating, and ascending into the sky, there was no control. He couldn't control it. And so he realized in the dream, I'm either being raptured in my sleep, or I'm dreaming that the rapture is happening. And he described it that he started to spiral and ascend into the sky, and it was getting faster and faster. And right before he reached the highest point into the light where, you know, Jesus was, he woke up out of this dream. And like me, woke up and was like, ah, oh, you know, kind of disappointed. But this is the first rapture dream that he's ever had. And it was so exciting to hear and see him not only see the spirit moving in my father, but then have it happen the same night that I had a very realistic, intense rapture dream. And so the spirit is just moving. And then my mother woke up and was reciting Psalm 23. And I found it to be very encouraging and uplifting in this time. And just, again, another confirmation. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." And I can't help but say after that, amen. Amen to that. That is Jesus is moving. Jesus is moving. He is talking to us. He is talking to my family. He is talking to people all around the world. I mean, guys, I'm so filled with joy. I'm overflowing right now with joy and with feeling his spirit and his presence. And it's so beautiful. It's so absolutely amazing. And the other beautiful thing that I want to share about Psalm 23 that I forgot to mention was that just a day ago, I had that psalm in my heart, and it was going through my head over and over again, and I just could not figure out why. And I was trying to figure it out. I was trying to ask the Lord, why am I thinking about this? Is there a reason why this is on my heart? And I asked the Lord, you know, is there somebody I need to tell this to? And I had waited, and I, you know, went throughout my day. I was doing what I needed to do. And he put some names on my heart. And I was like, oh, you know, okay. And so I sent some friends that psalm, verses from that psalm. And then to have my mother wake up reciting it this morning, and my father and I both having rapture dreams the same night. I mean, it's I'm overjoyed. I'm like, wow, you know, that's amazing. That doesn't happen every day. And I just want to come on here and really encourage everybody to know that the Lord is moving, his spirit is moving, and Jesus is coming very soon, and he loves you, and there is nothing to fear. There is no reason to be afraid. And everything is going to be all right. I mean, it says, through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. We all know and we all can see how dark the world is right now. How bleak things seem. And there is still light. There is still light. There is still hope. There is still time. Even though Jesus is coming and time might be short, we still have time, and that's very important to know and understand. We still have time, and I want to encourage everyone to pray, read the Bible, ask God, ask Jesus to come into your heart, accept him into your life, know that he died on a cross for our sins. He was resurrected on the third day to bring us hope and faith and light. And he truly loves all of us so much. And he wants to heal you. He wants to heal all of us. And he's knocking at the door. He's knocking at the door and he's asking to come in. And all you have to do is call on his name and accept him into your life. It's very easy to do. And he truly is a wonderful, amazing, loving God that keeps his promises. And he will come into your heart and into your life if you ask him to. So stay encouraged, keep looking up, keep having faith, and keep holding God first place. And keep loving each other as neighbors. Keep doing everything you can to support each other and love each other, because we are all God's children. And it's just such an important thing to do in this time, to keep reaching out to each other and keep supporting each other and keep this going. Keep this encouragement going. Keep this faith strong and keep encouraging people through this time that there is still hope, there is still light, there is still time, and that Jesus is moving and he is talking to people and he is doing some really, really incredible things right now. So I love you guys and Jesus loves you guys, and thank you very much for listening.